Welcome to Ashlyn's Apron Podcast, a holistic journey to healthier living. I'm Ashlyn, and I'm ready to guide you on the path to living your best life. As a registered dietitian, I absolutely love anything food, science, everyday living, and of course, finding joy in it all. I'm here to give you nutrition advice while also providing tips for your daily life. Join me as I help you become the healthiest version of yourself. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. The theme question that I have experienced this week with my patients has been, how do I lower my cholesterol with food? It seems like everyone that I've had come into the clinic has asked me this. High cholesterol is very common in our society today, and there are many people who just want to maybe quote-unquote fix it with medicine, but I'm so excited to share with my patients who are interested and wanting to use food as that medicine. When I explain lowering cholesterol with food, I think in three specific categories, and these are the recommendations that I give. Add in heart-healthy fats, incorporate more fiber, and focus on more plant-based diet. So let's dive into each of these. Before I do, I want to explain that when I'm looking at labs, I'm looking at the whole lipid panel. So when you bring in blood work, or if I look at the blood work of my patients, I'm looking at the whole lipid panel that primarily includes the cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, etc. This is something I recommend with all of these scenarios, kind of what I'm going to be talking about throughout the whole rest of this podcast. But honestly, even if high cholesterol is not something you're dealing with, these are really just overall healthy eating patterns. Anyone can benefit from adding in these three things. So first, add in more heart-healthy fats. What are these? In more of scientific terms, these are unsaturated fats that are the most heart healthy. That's above saturated or trans fats. But what are the unsaturated fatty foods? What are those heart healthy fats? These include things like avocados. So avocados would be great to have in the morning, whether you have like an avocado toast or even maybe some homemade tacos that have some avocados in it. Or even growing up, my mom made this really good white chicken chili, and it was amazing to put fresh avocado on top of the soup. Another food item or food category to incorporate to get in the heart-healthy fats are oils. So specifically, I'm talking about here olive oil, canola oil. Those are kind of the top of the list when I think about heart-healthy oils, but even more than like a butter or sometimes a margarine necessarily, I would opt for vegetable, corn, safflower, soybean oils. But again, olive and canola oil are going to be my go-tos and my main recommendations for heart-healthy oils. But speaking of olive oil, you could also just have olives. Olives are not my favorite food, but if you enjoy them, sure, go for it. You can have those things kind of as a little snack and even have it incorporated into a meal. Fish is another food that you can incorporate that has some heart-healthy fats. So when I think about this, I'm primarily looking towards salmon or tuna. I find that those are most common and easy to incorporate. So you can grill salmon, or if you do have tuna, sometimes the canned tuna, I recommend the tuna that's in a water or something like that rather than in oil, because that's going to be really fatty, and sometimes it's not necessarily the heart healthy oils that are with that. But salmon and tuna primarily. It could also incorporate mackerel, herring, anchovies. Now, those are not as common, but if you're into that sort of thing, then definitely those are some heart healthy fats that you can incorporate. So make sure that you're getting in that fish throughout the week. My next little category of heart-healthy fats includes nuts. So, a really famous nut for its heart health benefits are walnuts. This is honestly one of my favorite nuts. I just like the texture and kind of the taste of this nut. I find that it goes really well in breads, but also it pairs well with maybe some different fruits. And it goes great in oatmeal, things like that. But other great nuts, pistachios, almonds, pecans. One of my biggest questions as well is, okay, what's the best one? And I kind of answer their question with another question. And I ask, what is your favorite? Sometimes people will say pecans, sometimes they'll say cashews. A lot of people nowadays don't say almonds. I think there was a big fad with almonds being super healthy, but now maybe people are a little tired of it. But I listen for their answer and I say, that one's best for you. Because A, you enjoy it, but B, there's really not a major difference between the benefits of nuts. Yes, there's going to be maybe a little bit more heart healthy benefits with walnuts, maybe a little bit different kinds of benefits from almonds or pecans or all the nuts. Like, it's going to have, I mean, for lack of a better term, pros and cons to each one of them, but go for your favorite and that's going to be best for you. Also, seeds. These could include sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower, flax, chia. All of these are going to be great. And to be honest, they're a little underused from what I see, but they could be so easy to incorporate. You could make your oatmeal and add in some flax seeds or chia seeds, and honestly, you wouldn't even notice it. You could make a homemade trail mix and add in sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds and add in that extra heart-healthy fat. And now my last two that I'm going to mention for your heart-healthy fats include eggs. Eggs are really important. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, I can't have eggs because they have cholesterol, or I can only have the egg white because the egg yolk has the high cholesterol in it. Not necessarily. So eggs are going to be great. Yeah, if you're having it every day and you're noticing that those cholesterol levels are on the rise, there could be some correlation to that. Honestly, there's probably something else going on in addition to that. Maybe substitute out your eggs for an oatmeal breakfast, you know, and do the eggs every other day if you're kind of doing it every day. But other ways to make eggs, I recommend maybe scrambled, boiled, rather than doing the fried all the time. I do enjoy fried eggs. I also cook them in either olive oil or canola oil. So kind of think about that as you're kind of making the different forms or ways you can prepare eggs. But I guess what I'm saying with this is eggs can be heart healthy. So don't feel like with higher cholesterol, you have to avoid eggs completely. And finally, last but definitely not least, probably my very favorite on this list, is dark chocolate. Dark chocolate is very heart healthy. So this could be another thing that you could incorporate in, I don't know, I'm on a trail mix kick. So add in your dark chocolate, add in those sunflower seeds, those nuts, and you'll have a very, very heart healthy snack and a sweet treat. The second aspect to lowering your cholesterol with food is to add in extra fiber. The average American does not even come close to getting the amount of fiber we need. Not only does fiber help to lower cholesterol, it can also regulate blood sugar levels, and it helps with digestion, and that's just to name a few of the things that it does. Fiber is very beneficial, and we need more. Let's discuss some foods that can help you increase your fiber intake. First, I'm going to mention whole grains. Sometimes this is the easiest one to spot. You might pick up a loaf of whole grain bread, and on the front label, it's going to say added fiber, you know, in big bold letters. It's going to highlight that it has that fiber benefit. Other whole grains would include oats and barley. They're going to have higher fiber levels as well. Fruits are also going to be higher in fiber, so this morning, even for breakfast, I had a few berries. I have a bag of frozen berries, and on that label, it also says added fiber. You're going to get fiber from all sorts of different fruits, like your berries, apples, all those sorts of things. A question that I do get sometimes is, should I eat my fruits with the skin? Like, let's go with apples, for example. Should I peel the apple or should I include the skin on there? And I do recommend having that skin, kind of that area right in between the skin and the actual fruit, is very nutritious, and the skin itself does have that fiber. So I would recommend it if you're not totally opposed to that. If it's something where, you know, I'm not going to eat an apple unless it's peeled, okay, well, do what you have to do. But if you can, I definitely say keep that on there. And that's not just for apples, that's for most fruits as well. It's also for vegetables, so vegetables is my next category. If you have something like, I don't know, cucumber came to my mind first, I would say let's keep that peel on there because that's going to add in that extra fiber. More of your cruciferous vegetables are going to have a little bit more fiber than something, I mean, like a cucumber, so things like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, those are going to be higher fiber, but again, adding a variety of vegetables is always going to be the best medicine. Some other foods to add in more fiber include beans and legumes. So those are naturally going to have added fiber in them. If you have maybe like a bowl of chili or something, your gut probably even notices that it's a little bit more fiber because everything is working in there. All the processes that do happen with that added fiber are definitely normal and actually beneficial for our body. And again, nuts and seeds are also going to add in extra fiber. So include in walnuts, pistachios, cashews, your pumpkin seeds, your flax and chia seeds, all those things are going to increase fiber as well. And finally, the third aspect is to add in more plants. A lot of times when I say we're going to add in more plants, people sometimes freak out and they think I'm going to tell them that, you know, you have to follow this vegetarian or vegan diet, which for some people, hey, that's great. Definitely recommend that. And there's no negative things to that if you choose. But some people freak out and think that I'm going to tell them that they have to starve themselves in order to have more of a plant-based diet. No, there are so many foods that offer added protein, added nutrients just by eating those plants. Some different foods could include your nuts and nut butters. So I haven't been mentioning nut butters with the other ones. Definitely nut butters are going to be heart healthy. They might add a little bit of fiber, but that's another way you could add in more plants. Your grains are going to be good, so oats, barley. If you've ever tried quinoa, it is going to be a great grain that, if you are going more plant-based, quinoa adds in higher protein. So it's making sure you get in that protein even with a plant-based diet. Vegetables and fruits are going to be great to add in some extra plants. Get in those berries, get in those fruits, whether it's apples, bananas, oranges. Right now I'm on a cherry kick, so add in those cherries to get the fruits. Vegetables like an extra side salad, or you could have steamed or roasted vegetables as well. Oils, so specifically the olive oils and canola oils, those are derived from plants, and those are going to be the most heart healthy, and so you'll get those benefits from adding in more plant-based things as well. And again, beans and legumes are going to be ways you can add in more protein simply by consuming plants. Have you noticed an overlap with these? If I focus on adding in nuts, for example, I'm getting heart-healthy fats, added fiber, and it's plant-based. There's a lot of crossover if you focus on a variety of what I've referred to as before as whole foods. These minimally processed, nutrient-packed foods. By making these three simple adjustments or additions to your diet, you can lower your cholesterol with food. And now, let's discuss my local loves and favorite finds for this week. This past week, I tried a new-to-me restaurant in town called the Queen of Sheba. This is Middle Eastern cuisine that tastes authentically good. At the time we went, we're within the month that some people celebrate Ramadan. They had a buffet they were setting up for later that evening for people to celebrate. I've actually had a friend that celebrates Ramadan, and as I've learned more about her traditions, it was neat to watch everyone come together for their evening meal. I got something called chicken tawouk, so it was a seasoned chicken with turmeric rice, and we all shared a small appetizer plate that had baba ganoush, which is an eggplant dip, hummus, pickled vegetables, falafel, fresh falafel, and fresh bread. The smells and tastes reminded me of my high school trip to Israel and Jordan, so when I say it was authentically good, I mean it. My favorite find that I'm going to share this week is Kodiak Cakes Muffin Mix. They have three different flavors that I've seen and tried: blueberry, chocolate chip, and banana. They're all good, but I think my favorite is the banana, and I've even added in my own chocolate chips. I think this next week, as I make this, I'm going to add in the chocolate chips and maybe even some walnuts. Kodiak Cakes is known for their higher protein products, and when we've been enjoying this as a breakfast, it has kept me satisfied throughout the whole morning. So it is that higher protein that's keeping you more satisfied or more full for longer. This is a very good product, and I definitely recommend. Thank you for joining me this week on the podcast as we talk about foods that help to lower your cholesterol. If you found this podcast helpful, definitely continue to share with friends about the podcast. Send them on over so that we can have more people continue to become the healthiest version of themselves.